Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Avos, and we're up to Parakei, Mishnah Vav. Asar Dvar Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Be'en HaShmashos. So there are 10 things that were created, Erev Shabbos Be'en HaShmashos, in that first Erev Shabbos. Ve'elu Hein, and they are Pi Ha'aretz, the mouth of the earth that swallowed up Korach, U'Pi Be'er, and the mouth of the Be'er that we got water from in the Midbar, Pi Aso, and the mouth of the donkey that had a conversation with Bilam, Va'Keshes, and the rainbow, Va'Haman, and the man, Va'Mata, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Mata, Vashamir, the Shamir worm that would cut the precious stones, Vaksav, and the writing of the Luchos, Vamichtav, and the reading of the Luchos, meaning that they could be read from both sides of the Luchos. So that's the Ksav and the Michtav, Vahaluchos, and the Luchos themselves. Yeshomrim, Afa Mezikin Kvarasa Shel Moshe Ve'elu Shel Avram Avinu. That in addition to that, the Mezikin, that's our spiritual forces that are bad and that do cause damage, the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, and the Ayil that Avram Avinu brought instead of Yitzchak at the Akedah. V'yeshomrim aftzvas b'tzvas asuya. The first tongues were made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tongues, meaning the only way to make tongues is by having tongues. So how were the first set of tongues ever made? It's like this old chicken-egg kind of conundrum. So Hashem had made tongues during Ve'en HaShmashos of Erev Shabbos. Shiva dvarim b'golam v'shiva b'chacham. There are seven things that are found in a golam and seven in a chacham. A golam over here is just a reference to a person who doesn't have sophistication. A chacham doesn't speak in front of people who are greater chachamim than him. He takes the opportunity to listen. A chacham does not interrupt when someone else is speaking. He doesn't answer quickly, he waits. He asks relevant questions and he answers properly. He addresses the first questions first and the last questions last. And if he happens to not know something, he says, I don't have a tradition about this, I don't know. And he admits the truth. And we don't need to enumerate, it's just the opposite midos that you find by people who are not sophisticated and not wise people. So Mishnah Vav, we learned that there are 10 things that were created in Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmashos, but then the Mishnah said maybe three more, maybe a fourth one as well. Okay, and then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that there are seven characteristics of a chacham, that he doesn't speak in front of people who are wiser than him, he doesn't interrupt other people, he doesn't answer very quickly, he gives it some thought, he asks irrelevant questions and he answers appropriate to what he's been asking, he addresses the first question first, last questions last, and if he's not afraid to say that he doesn't have a tradition, that he doesn't know something, and he's moda on the MS, when he made a mistake, he'll admit to it, and Golem has all of the opposite midos of this. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Ches.